Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right now, as we promised on the phone, so excited for you to meet him. It is Dr. Anthony Rao. Dr. Rao is nationally known as a child psychology expert, author of The Power of Agency, and he's on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Rao. How are you?
Good morning, Janet and Nick. How are you today?
Really good.
We're excited to talk to you, and I've been lucky to hear you speak a couple times recently. I don't even really know where to begin as we're in this COVID crisis. And I know that you are dealing with our younger people. And give us a little idea of where we are right now psychologically and what maybe our kids are going through. Is that a good starting point?
That's a perfect place to start. I have been connecting with children and families, you know, throughout the greater Boston area, New England, some in California and the South. And I can tell you that everybody is feeling that this is a time when everything is upside down. So what I'm telling people is, look, if you have any expectations that we're going to get back to school, we're going to have to keep up with our learning, we're going to fall behind, all these worries, it's time to let all that go. Let's just take it down a few notches. Look, this is a huge time where we're being asked to adapt. And frankly, when we adapt, we're fine. We can handle some stress. This is different. The landscape keeps changing so quickly. So that is really the first part. As parents, as leaders of your family or in your businesses, you've got to take a collective breath, let go of these expectations, and just give yourself some time to stay in control.
What is important for a parent's role in all of this and how we are behaving? Because there's a lot of parents that are without jobs now. There's a lot of stress in the household. The self-distancing can be trouble. Just having your kids at home this much, that can be a lot. How should we be looking at it as the heads of our own households?
Now, you somehow put your finger on exactly the questions that come to me. That's perfect. First off, let's use the outdoors as much as we can. If you have it, you have a yard, you have public spaces that are okay where kids can go out and social distance, make sure they know exactly what that means, monitor them a little bit, go with them a little bit, make sure they're only with a few kids or one other kid that abides by that, and maybe select that one kid as the kid that they can safely be with, play with, hike, bike, skateboard, whatever it is. But the important thing is not to be literally 24/7 on top of each other. This is a new challenge, unprecedented, and we're going to get tense with each other. We're going to get irritable with each other. As soon as you go outdoors, particularly if you can get these breaks frequently through the day, and I don't care if it's raining or cold, it doesn't matter. Bundle up, go outside, because your mind will immediately relax in a more natural setting. Your whole system will calm down. That's going to actually improve your immunological strength, including that for your kids, which is most important during a time of a crisis with a virus spreading.
Dr. Rao, my situation is I've got three kids at home, 13, 8, and 5. And the five-year-old is rambunctious, so we get a lot of activity in. But give me some words that I can do to talk to the younger two about explaining the importance of playing by the rules, these social distancing rules, and kind of explaining to them, you know, without scaring them, but the words I can use to explain to younger kids the situation that we're in. Do you have advice for that?
Absolutely, and I'm so glad that you told me the ages of your kids, because depending upon the ages of kids, when you're sort of in the 12 or 13 and up, you can kind of pitch things a little bit more realistically, and you don't have to worry too much. They know most of what's going on. They're talking to peers. They're picking up on things. They're a lot smarter than we give them credit for. But you're right. You draw that line nicely from your 8-year-old down, particularly your 5-year-old. Most of that is just keep an eye on him or her, protect, make everything nice, you know, like information to them. But they will be picking up. The little ones will be reading your faces, your body posture, how fast you talk, what words you choose, and you have to kind of keep an eye on that. The other thing I want to say, too, is, like, just look at the stimulation coming into the house. You know, you don't want 24/7 cable news as your background noise, right? Choose some light music or quiet. And if you're going to get your news, you know, spend more time reading it than watching it, because all of that stimulation in the house is affecting you. The kids are hearing it, and they're looking to you for the cues to see if they're safe. I mean, we can go into more depth at another time about really the best practices for each of these age ranges, but that's sort of like the quick pass-through.
Now I want to fast forward to, let's go to high school seniors on up through the college kids. There are seniors in high school and college who are being devastated by the fact that it looks like graduation's canceled. Their second semester senior year is canceled. All of those like important life moments that you dream about. How do you make sense of that with the kids in your house?
Yeah, Janet, so important, because I was just, in fact, doing some of these, you know, teleconferences with some of my clients, you know, and they're in that age range where they're waiting to hear from colleges, or they think they're going to a college. They're worried about that last time they're going to get with their friends in high school, whether it's graduation or prom, and you can see it. They're really angry. They're grieving. They're sad. What I would tell parents is this, and I've done this with a lot of them, and it's just, look, talk to me about it. Don't try to fix it for them. Let them have the space to at least complain and be upset. In fact, join in a little bit. This isn't fair. This is right. Let's go with that for a little bit. If you just join and be there, you'll listen to them to talk it out. Soon enough, their critical thinking skills pop back up, and they step back and have some perspective. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe there are people worse off. You know, maybe I'll have other experiences. This is really hard, but. So just give them that space and time to go through it. Don't try to fix it or make it go away or deny it, because it's real.
Mm-hmm. And when we're dealing with this as adults, because we have, like, right now, in the car right now, we've got a lot of our medical professionals that are going into the hospitals. And, you know, as much as they took that oath to, you know, help people in their career, this is like something that they've never dealt with. And so trying to make sense of it in their own minds, do you have any advice for people who are essential personnel who are making such a bigger sacrifice than any of us are just staying at home?
I mean, I can't imagine what this is like for the people on the front lines, you know, going in every day and facing this. And I mean, these are really the true heroes of the society at this moment. No doubt they're on those front lines. You know, for them, I would say, look, you know, you've got to do as much as you can when you're not in that environment to be able to keep yourself calm and healthy. You have to make sure that you're getting enough rest and sleep, and that you're pairing that with good movement, good exercise, and outdoor time. Those, while they sound sort of like, oh, aren't those obvious? Well, they turn out, again, to really help people with boosting their immunology against infection. And so we want best practices for this until we really have a sense of how far this is going to go and when it's going to reverse. They've got to learn techniques around relaxing the muscles in their body, possibly some meditation. This is time to go on YouTube to just grab a little of the examples there that show you how to gain control of the extreme amounts of adrenaline and cortisol that are flowing through their bodies, and learn how to stave that and bring it back down.
When you see a situation like we're dealing with as a country, I wonder if it's going to forever change our children. What's your opinion?
I think we will see down the road children and teens remembering this much like we remember those moments, like a 9/11. I can even remember barely my parents being upset about something. I was very, very young, and I still picked up that John F. Kennedy had been assassinated. So it is going to have an indelible response to the memories of these kids. But in the wake of that, we will see great, wonderful opportunities for building resilience and character. So this is really a terrific opportunity, particularly for parents and educators. Let's get everybody involved in the effort of what it is to participate and make everybody else safe, the whole country safe, not just my immediate family. What can I do every day? Get out of my worries and do something good in the community or in my home, even as simple as the basic chores that we need to keep the house clean and moving ahead.
Oh, I'm glad you brought up the chores. We have a schedule at the house, which has, from our perspective, has kind of been a saving grace of having some kind of routine. Do you have advice for families where maybe they haven't set up a routine yet? How would a game plan go with just trying to get some semblance of order with the day?
Yeah, is that important?
Oh, it's incredibly important. You know, for the first reason that otherwise the default will be just on screens and sort of passing the time and not really dealing with the realities of what they are experiencing in their bodies. They are more tense too. There's just no getting away from it. But if you're just sort of gliding on screens and televisions, you're just sort of not like really dealing with it. Something active that they can do. Make that link for them. Look, this is a time when we need to do things as small as they are. Each of us can pitch in and help. You're going to be surprised if you present it that way and drop your guard. Be honest with them. You may even look a little bit worried at that moment and say, look, I really need your help. You know, I really need your help to keep this going. It's not that I'm doing it out of anger. I'm not doing it as a chore to teach you life lessons. I really need you right now. And I think we need each other. Is there some way that we can all pull together? Hey, can you do this? Can you take care of the plates? Can you make sure that we do this, his, here, and there? And what you'll find is that kids naturally want something real to do, to use their bodies, to use their fingers, to use their movement in real time.
For somebody that is working at home, Dr. Rao, what about them getting up and moving? I know you feel that that's really important if you're having to do your job from home, which a lot of people are. How important is it for them to get up and move?
During this crisis, incredibly important. And in our book, one of our chapters, one of our principles of promoting the agency, the sort of strength we have, the ability to control the world around us and feel empowered and less anxious. I mean, that's what that word really means when we say we have agency. One of the chapters is called Move. We tell people, stand at the desk if it's at all possible. Make sure you take frequent breaks. Set a timer. Walk over to the window if you can't get outdoors. Go down the stairs if you can, or go out to a deck. Breath of fresh air, return. We find that when you break that long time sitting and staring and trying to solve problems and get frustrated on a screen, the adrenaline builds, you feel helpless, you start to have a misperception that actually I don't have much control in my life. This is terrible. You're signaling your body you're trapped. Don't. Make sure that you break your day with lots of frequent movement, no matter how small.
And before I let you go, tell me just a little bit more about your book, The Power of Agency, because it really helped me.
Oh, that's great to hear. And I'm so appreciative that you're bringing this so that other people can take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
We have developed 7 principles. We've learned these. These are best practices from people who we have identified who are highly successful, who for some reason seem to be able to manage stress and handle things better, even during a time of crisis. They boil down to 7 particular sets of ways that we behave and ways of thinking. They're really pretty simple. And then we break those down with good stories, examples, and we put as much good information from the research embedded in there. You know, but it's a book that's very easy to read through, and each chapter is just a principle. You can start wherever you want. And in fact, in the beginning of the book, there's a simple instrument to sort of test out where you're at. We have that online, too, at powerofagency.com, if people are interested.
Awesome.
Wow.
I hope you'll come on the show again, because I think you can help a lot of people with your guidance, and I think we can all, on the other side of this, be better in our lives. You know, even if this wasn't going on. So I appreciate your time.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. And thank you. And be well. Stay safe.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Dr. Anthony Rao on Kiss 98.5.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.